Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas, Sara, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We're in the 10th parak of Masechta Taros. We're up to Mishnayos Hay and Vav, and we are quickly coming to the end of this wonderful, beautiful Masechta. Ha'ochel min ha'salem u'min ha'mashtiach shel adama. In the last Mishnah, we talked about the difference between grapes that are going to be used for wine, in which case they're considered mochshel lekabel tuma as soon as they're harvested, versus grapes that are going to be used for eating, which are not considered moshe lekabel tuma unless they undergo a proper process of having liquid poured on them for the greater purpose. So let's say a person who has tamei hands is eating grapes while standing over a wine press. He's eating from the baskets or from the expanse on the ground. Afal pi shemivukos umenatfos legas hareagas tahora. Even though the grapes are cracked, they're oozing juice. The juice is dripping onto the wine press. The wine press is tahor. Why is that? Again, because the intent is not to go ahead and have it utilized for wine. These are grapes that happen to just have a spritz coming out of them. A grape with a spritz coming out of it doesn't create a toma. However, min ha'avid u'min ha'mashtiach shel alim, but like we learned yesterday, if the grapes come from a bucket where you tried to preserve the liquid, or from the it was on top of the grape leaves where you're preserving the liquid, right? V'nafal mimenu gargir yechidi, a single grape fell onto the wine press. So im yesh lo chosam tahor, if the grape is not oozing liquid, so then the wine press is going to be tahor. V'im ein lo chosam tamei, but if it doesn't have a chosam, if there's a way for the juice to get out, the wine press is going to be tamei because already the grape is set aside for the juice, and therefore from the time it was harvested, it was already intended to go into the process of making something tamei. What if the cluster of grapes fell and he fell? He pressed them onto an empty place in the wine press, right? Whatever happened, there's no mashke, but his hands that are tummy were there, and they were inside the wine press in an open space where there's no wine there and there's no grapes there, and he did it betaras kibeta mechuvan tahor. If the size of the cluster is exactly the size of a kibetza, at which point the first liquid comes out, the food is less than a kibetza, which means it can't go ahead and convey the sense of tumah. So then the grape is going to be tahor, and the wine press will be tahor. Yosemi kibetza, but if the size of the cluster grapes or the grape, whatever it was that got pressed, was more than a kibetza, so that when the first ounce of liquid comes out, the first droplets of liquid, it's metame the rest of the grape. So then it's going to be tamei. Shekivin shiatzis tipa rishon and it makes mikabetza. Once the first drop of juice came out, the rest of it became tamei, and now it's inside the wine vat, the wine press. It's going to create a tuma. Mishaya omedu medaber al sfas abor. What if someone was standing and talking on the rim of a pit of wine? Vinitza tzinora mipiv. And saliva came out of his mouth. Where of course that person Mishaya, he's an amaretz. We can't trust him. Right? And we assume everything he has is tamei. So, safik higia labor, safik lo higia labor. We don't know if it got to the bor or didn't get to the bor. So, in this situation, we're going to assume that the safik is going to be tar and the wine press will continue to be tar. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem will conclude Masechta Taros when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.